You're listening to The Outlet.
Brian and Sam, welcome to The Outlet.
G'day, Brent.
Thank you.
Now, Brian, can you please tell me about the Southland Party, how it started and how it's grown and evolved since it was first established in the 90s?
Well, I can't tell you how it was started only because I wasn't involved in those days. What I do know is that the party got a fearsome reputation very quickly and became a bit of a staple on the Wellington calendar. When I moved to Wellington in 2004, I'd heard about this party and wanted to find out, you know, when it was on and it had stopped happening. So I got together with Barry Soper, who's an old family friend from Gore, and we came up with a plan to kick it back into gear and roped in people like Sam to help us organise it. And in 2012, we had the first Southland party in about a decade, and we've had it every 2 years since then, up until 2018. But of course, COVID's got in the way, so we've missed a year, and now we're kicking back into action this year. So really looking forward to it, to get it back on the calendar and happening again.
Sam, what do you think makes the event so special for expat Southlanders living in Wellington and those that have connections to the area?
I mean, I think it's always amazing to see the expat Southlanders coming out of the woodwork for this party. I mean, we're all spread around the country, and coming together for one night in Parliament is pretty special. And I come across people who I never know, you know, had a connection to Southland. And despite leaving the province, we're always really proud to fly the flag. And I certainly know that Southlanders love to show Wellingtonians how to have a good night.
Where does the event take place and what can people expect on the night?
Well, we've typically had it in the Banquet Hall of Parliament, which for anybody listening, the Banquet Hall is the big curved room at the base of the Beehive. But we found that that room can be hard to work in sometimes. So this year we've got permission to have it in the Grand Hall of Parliament, which is the beautiful old historic hall in the centre of Parliament. So this will be the first time we've had the Southland party in that venue. And in terms of what people can expect, it's like a night down in Southland, but it's in Wellington, where people get together and have a yarn, catch up with old school or work friends or people from South, family friends from Southland. And there's great food and beverages all linked to Southland that are available. So we have, for example, meat supplied to us by Alliance. We have beer and wine from Lion through the Spates relationship and connection. We have seafood. We have oysters, of course, bluff oysters on the menu. So it really is a fantastic night when it comes to catching up with people and having something really really nice and something that's connected to Southland to eat and drink. And we have a live band. There's even occasionally some dancing breaks out, but it really is a very laid back and relaxed evening. And we have great feedback afterwards. People love coming to the Southland party.
Sam, some of the proceeds are going to charity. Can you tell me a bit about that and some of the sponsors involved that have really helped to bring the event back after 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, we do know that Southlanders are a really generous bunch, and so we always choose a charity to support. And this year it's the Hawthendale Care Village. And, you know, they're developing a new model of community-based age and dementia care. And that's really important for people in the Deep South. So we're really pleased to have them on as a charity this year. And also the sponsors are great too. Many of them we've got a long-term relationship with, and they've generally got deep connections to the Deep South. Alliance Group, the meat processor, Great South, New Zealand Aluminium Smelters, Chamber of Commerce, Ngāi Tahu, Lion, Air New Zealand. So, you know, we really rely on their support to make it a great night.
Brian, if people want to get some tickets and some more info, where's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, well, the first place is to go to our Facebook page. So we've got a Southland Party page on Facebook. If you want to go straight to get tickets, iTicket, iticket.co.nz, and search up Southland Party, and that's provided to us by the Southland Chamber through their support for the party. So you can buy your tickets online right now, and all the information we have is also on our Facebook page, and we'll be releasing, you know, lots more tidbits over the next few weeks around what's coming up at this year's party.
Sam, what's your favourite thing about the event?
Look, I think the Southland food and delicacies, to be honest. I'm particularly looking forward to the oysters, and that's always really special when they come out. You know, the crowd loves them. And also the lamb, beef and venison is always great too.
Brian, same question for you.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit the same. I'm not an oyster eater myself, so someone else enjoys my quota, but the lamb from Alliance, having a lamb sandwich coated in gravy, is pretty special. But the other thing I'd say is that there's very few places you go outside Southland where it feels like Southland, but the Southland Party at Parliament is one of those places. You literally walk in, nearly everybody will find someone else they know they didn't know was going to be there, that they went to school with, that they once worked with, that they're family friends with. It really is extraordinary. It's like a big reunion of expat Southlanders. Those living in Wellington, people come from out of Wellington, and of course we have a good group of people come up from Southland. So it really is a fantastic occasion for Southland expats.
All right, you need to get a doggy bag of a lamb sandwich with gravy for me. If you could do that, that'd be good. Hey, look, that sounds really great. Thank you so much, Brian and Sam, for having a chat today.
Thanks for having us, Brent.
Local news, sport, interviews and information.
The Outlet.